warning from the White House. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Americans in Ukraine need to leave as soon as possible, preferably within the next couple days.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns a Russian invasion of Ukraine may be just days away.
I will not comment on the details of our intelligence information, but I do want to be clear. It could begin during the Olympics.
Sullivan says the U.S. does not know if Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a final decision, but Russian military assets are in place.
If a Russian attack on Ukraine proceeds, it is likely to begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks that could obviously kill civilians without regard to their nationality.
The State Department is taking steps to reduce the footprint of the embassy in Kyiv, and Sullivan says Americans should leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Phoenix police say a man who shot his ex-girlfriend at a home ambushed the first officer who arrived, seriously wounding him, then opened fire on other officers as they tried to rescue a baby left by the front door. The woman later died. The man, 36-year-old Morris Jones, was later found dead of a gunshot wound. The baby, which police say belonged to Jones and the woman, was not hurt. The truckers that have been blocking the Ambassador Bridge between Ontario and Michigan have been ordered to leave by a judge.
It comes as Ontario's premier declared a state of emergency, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the protesters, quote, "We heard you. It's time to go home now." The standoff on the bridge began on Monday with truckers and others who were angry over the country's COVID-19 restrictions and has morphed into broader rage from the right toward the Prime Minister and his Liberal government.
Fox's Tanya Day Powers. Hundreds of students and faculty at the University of Nevada, Reno has signed a petition urging state education officials to reinstate the mask mandate on campus. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Despite pledges by Mayor Eric Adams to crack down on illegal guns, violent crime in New York City is on the rise.
Seven shootings on Thursday. That's more than double the daily average that we're seeing in New York City this year so far. Two people were killed in Brooklyn and Queens. And this particularly violent day comes a week after President Biden visited the city with and met with Mayor Eric Adams about combating the rising surge in gun violence, particularly trying to go after gun trafficking and getting illegal guns off of the streets. The NYPD, in the meantime, also releasing new videos showing a woman pointing a gun at a cashier in Brooklyn. Mayor Adams has brought back anti-crime police units in an effort to get these guns off of the streets and battle back surging crime.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York City. The Biden administration plans to try to split billions of dollars in frozen Afghan assets that would benefit both Americans and Afghans.
When the Afghan government collapsed last year, the country left behind $7 billion in assets on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. While the Taliban claimed it had a right to the money, the Fed froze the funds. Relatives of those killed in the 9/11 attack said they should get some of it to pay off judgments owed them after successful lawsuits against the Taliban. The New York Times is now reporting that the Biden administration is trying to get a judge to allow half the amount to go to the 9/11 families, with a plan to spend the other half on humanitarian aid as millions of Afghans face starvation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Comedian Dave Chappelle says his threat to pull the plug on the opening of a comedy club in his Ohio hometown was not because he opposed a plan for affordable housing. In a statement, he says he doesn't think the plan is right for the village of Yellow Springs, and he claims it doesn't offer affordable housing. The city council sided with Chappelle and other residents who opposed the project. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.